Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, gobble gobble stylies, holiday weekend edition.
Yes. Wow. A very special episode. Happy No Nut November to all.
Oh no, I just blew it.
Oh no.
No nut. I know, I had a big Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah,
Mike, I blew it. Mike.
What?
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 That's what I'm saying. I keep telling you guys off air. I'm always like, I'm a real cut up.
You should have said like an almond or something. People would have, you know.
Yeah. Well, that would just be like, No Nut November. Oh, I blew it. I ate a nut. You know, let the audience kind of do some
little A to C.
Yeah.
Meet us halfway here, folks.
Yeah, come on. We upload this stuff. We do it all. You got to really put a little effort in.
I'll tell you, the problem is I'm sure that our listeners are sluggish from tryptophan this weekend.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. The big day was yesterday.
Turkey, mashed potato. That's about it. That's all I had.
That's all there really was this year, huh?
Yeah. Well, what with the, stuff being slow from the boats. What am I trying to say?
Hey, we got ourselves a news hound here.
hold on. I do want to get this right.
Yeah.
So
the supply chain
is slow.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff coming in on cargo boats is slow.
Correct.
And we all get our turkeys from China. Most of us do.
You had me until the end there, Mike.
I went down to Long Beach and I stood at the docks waiting to see what ships were coming in. And yeah. There was one of them, a huge aircraft carrier full of cranberry sauce.
Uh-huh. So that one came through. Well, then why didn't we have it at Thanksgiving?
I ate it all down there.
Oh. Yeah, cranberry's a good one. Well, we've already talked about this, what our fave... Yeah.
That was the blowout. And the faithful listeners have heard that.
And they probably designed their Thanksgiving dinner plate accordingly.
Around it,
This episode, this is kind of special because this is the Thanksgiving weekend. We're doing a big drink, and it's a big weekend. So we're not just talking to our old regular listeners. Like, a lot of people are going to be sampling. They're going to sit the whole family down.
Mm-hmm.
They say, Grandma, Grandpa, all the way down to the little great-grandkids, sit on the couch and let's listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they choose us. So we should be kind of piloting, you know, to the people.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Grampy.
Yeah, goo-goo to the baby.
Hi.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Grampy. What? Yeah, hey, what is up?
still got those wrinkles, Granny and Grampy?
Hey, Grampy, we picked you out a beautiful grave.
Oh. Did he say gravy? Yeah, Grampy, gravy.
Yeah, Grampy.
The old hound tooth.
Now, is hound tooth... an expression?
No, houndstooth is a style.
That's a fabric.
A pattern. And I just said old houndstooth because I think I've heard someone say that before. But
Mike, you know that on this show we only talk about one style of fabric and it's a red buffalo plaid.
Yes. Mm. Have you been wearing that since you unearthed it?
No, I'm saving it for you.
You are? Okay, good. it might just be released back into your clutches, but I would love to give it a shot.
Yeah, it is. I can't really pull it off. It's a little too rustic for... Look, I'm not gonna fool anyone ever into thinking that I'm a blue collar guy. You know, what? Have cool. I gone on the street?
You're a mountain man, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, not so bad. No, that's right. If I tried to walk into Home Depot, they'd turn me right around and send me into Office Depot
for a chair.
Wrong Depot, pal.
And then I walk into BevMo, and they're like, hey, here's our king.
He's the king. Lift him up.
We got your Venmo.
This guy's putting our kids through college.
This is a good episode because we've all had these. Well, let's not get into that. We have other stuff to take care of.
Much to do.
It's time for booze news. Hit it.
Tim, you could turn up just a little bit.
Turn up like party-wise?
Yeah, a little bit. Wait a minute, isn't this booze news?
Yes, it's booze news, you fool! Booze news?
Booze news?
Booze news. Oh! You want to get into some booze news?
I love that shit.
I'm the EP, I created the show, and then you guys are my reporters.
Okay.
Headline, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, Tim, are you sure you want to go live with this right now? Like, this kind of high stakes, don't you think?
Can you see how my hands are shaking?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, I gotta tell it. I'm gonna be as polite as I can be. Can we cut the fucking jibber jabber and get to the
okay? So headline. I don't like stem cell research because it brings a certain ethical.
Tim, too much.
Sorry.
It's booze news, you son of a bitch. Honk.
It's booze honk. News, you son of a bitch.
Oh, good honk.
That was a good honk. Where'd you find that honk? Send me that honk.
Where are you getting those honks?
Newsy Booze News and the honk were sent to us by Adam LeClaire.
Hey.
And if you've got a booze honks. News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, that was good. You know, there's something to hearing just like little clips from a show or when you'd see like old Conan like... What they did in the year, and like it's just clips from the Conan show. It makes a TV show look so fucking fun. Or a podcast.
Yeah, but if you listen to this shit week in,
not
week out,
as fun.
It feels like you're slaving away in the coal mines.
Mm-hmm. You got to bank those little fun spots in your brain, then play them back in a montage form.
With rousing music. Great job, Adam LeClaire.
Honk.
I recently, a coworker said, hey, I listened to your podcast. And I said, did you laugh? And she said, I didn't laugh, but I thought it was a nice listen.
What?
Ouch.
This is not a nice listen.
I think that episode was a nice listen. I took it as a compliment. Hopefully she's listening right now.
But I
think we're a nice listen.
I listen back to these episodes every once in a while, and I'm just like, this is a shit show. Like, it's off the wall. It's crazy at times. I don't make any sense. I'm goofy and giggly. I got to rein that back in. I said that before.
Goofy and giggly.
If I didn't know myself, I would be like, this fucking guy is annoying.
I think that about myself. You know, it's really basically, there's not a reason to listen to the show.
Edit that out, Jeff.
Tim, did she listen to episode one? Did she listen to Tom Collins? Because I think if we listened to the first episodes, we would be like, this sucks shit, and I'm surprised anyone ever got on board.
No, she'd been watching she said it as a compliment, and I took it as a compliment, but she had listened to a more recent episode. We should go back to our first episode and do commentary and talk about what we've learned since.
How could you do commentary on audio? I guess like it would be playing and then the sound would dip as we talk?
It would sound terrible.
Yeah.
It would be a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I mean, the sound could be at like 8 decibels, and then maybe we bring it down to like 6 decibels or something like that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, booze news.
Oh, yes.
Arby's vodka.
Oh, yes.
You've heard?
I've heard.
You've
heard.
It's all the rage.
Now, what did you guys think? Because, truth be told, a lot of slop heads tagged us in this and said, hey, Arby's is coming out with vodka. Mm. And I had a little bit of a toot on it, about it, because, look, we know about these kind of like publicity stunt type things.
Yeah.
And this one particularly rubbed me the wrong way because they were like, when they were leading up to the drop, they were like very limited supplies. So you got to be there to order it on the day.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like admitting this is fake and we only hope you tweet, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I was grumpy about it, and I didn't include it in last week's Booze News. But then it came out, and I am... Well, I guess I feel a little left out of the funds because the you know the flavors?
Yeah, it's like French fry and like curly fry or something, right?
Curly fry and crinkle fry.
Yeah.
I go curly.
And, 100%. You know, there is vodka that's made out of potatoes. It's not totally a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those two fries mainly just taste like oil. And the curly fry has seasoning. But I don't know. When you guys hear Arby's vodka, is that something you want to drink?
No. It's something I want to eat. And if it's a promotion to get me to go to Arby's, I'm already heading there anyway. I love Arby's.
Yeah, that's funny. You're maybe the only person I know that's got some... I don't dislike Arby's, but you're maybe the only person that I know that's like, hey, let's go get the Arby's Roundup.
Yeah. And no one ever listens to me.
Nah, it's weird, man.
And then you're like, fine, if you don't want the Roundup, we'll just get a couple of Arby's Market Fresh sandwiches.
We can do the 5 for $5. Mike, that promotion was 4 years ago.
That's what it was, the 5 for $5.
I don't like this territory we're in where every flavor is crazy now. Every all these liquors are pranks.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because we're doing all the seltzers, but I don't need a... I would do it. I would do it for the pod if we can track it down, but...
No,
out of duty.
We missed it. I purposely missed the drop. I didn't want to order it. So if a listener sends it to us, that would be kind of awesome. Could also just taste it for us and tweet at us or something. I'm curious to see if you could really taste the difference between curly fry and crinkle fry.
I also don't like the limited drops, like turning this into like a Supreme thing or something.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that shit.
Oh, right. Supreme. I thought you meant like a Supreme pizza from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, or a burrito supreme at Taco Bell.
Ooh, I'd get one of those too. At least with the seltzers, it's like we've got a theme going on here. You know, eggnog seltzer is insane, but it's like a Christmas theme. This is just a company being like, "Hey, we're gonna put vodka out of our flavor." It would be like a spaghetti house saying we got spaghetti flavored pasta. Vodka. Spaghetti-flavored pasta would be pretty good. I gotta focus up here.
This is a very good analogy. A French fry place making a French fry vodka. You're saying it's similar to a spaghetti house making a spaghetti vodka.
Spaghetti pasta, I said.
Yeah, and that would be a real publicity stunt to make a spaghetti.
That was, you know, I've done this before on the podcast. I open my mouth and I start talking. I don't know where I'm going with it.
Yep, that's kind of a real pitfall of the pod.
Yeah, people don't like that. I get messages about that on a regular basis.
Pitfalls of the pod.
This will turn things around.
Oh,
next piece of booze news. Good news for Jeff.
Huh?
Topo Chico Hard Seltzer is now sold in a glass bottle.
Hooray. That's the best.
There you go.
That's a good-ass seltzer. They got the big bubbles.
Hey, Tim, when you said, here's some news for Jeff, I thought you were going to say Topo Chico teamed up with Mega Man, and they're putting out a blue can or something of that nature.
Oh, blue can?
Oh, that's Jeff's dream come true.
The blue bot boy who shoots a laser out of his hand.
Yep.
Jeff, is this true?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's the bot boy. Is he a robot? Half robot? Come on.
And he's a full robot. Robot.
He is, but his face is... Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's flesh. Like RoboCop.
His face is flesh. Yes, yeah.
RoboCop.
I thought maybe it could be like sort of a silicone or something like that. Okay, but it's flesh face. Got it.
Yep, blood and flesh.
Flesh, nerve endings, the whole thing.
Jeff, are you excited about Topo? When we drank these seltzers IRL, and we all liked them, and we've said, hey, it's a very good brand, but you know, the whole point of Topo Chico is that clear glass bottle,
mm-hmm.
and your prayers were answered.
Because I said, what's with these cans? They got the same can as everyone else? That sucks.
Why all same can?
That sucks.
He hates these cans, the jerk.
That's right.
Hey, good one.
That is right.
I also, I theorized that Topo knew they have a good brand on their hands, and they don't want to confuse younger drinkers with, hey, is this an alcohol one or a classic? Right. So they were like, we'll play it safe and put it in the same can as all the other seltzers. No, this is a good move, Topo. Brave.
Nice.
Topo, you heard it here first. We're proud of you.
We love you.
Michael, you got booze news?
A little tiny piece of personal booze news. This is more of an observation from the field.
Uh-huh.
I went out yesterday. I went to a nice place called the Dumbo House. Have you heard of the Dumbo House?
Down under Brooklyn
Overpass.
Yep.
And Dumbo House is something like Soho House. You know that type of thing where it's like people have a...
Members.
Membership.
You got to be members a membership. Only. So I went there with somebody who had a membership. And I ordered a Gibson.
Oh, my God.
I ordered a Gibson.
Hey!
Which was good.
A Gibson guitar? Or
no,
drink?
Jefferson, watch
Jeff,
yourself.
Stop.
Sorry.
I ordered a Gibson, and I said, oh, this is pretty good. And then the waitress came back, and I said, you know what? Why don't you give me just a martini this time? Gin martini. And she walked away too quick for me to say, like, you know, with olive or twist or anything. And she walked away, comes back, nothing in it at all.
What do you mean?
I mean...
No garnish.
No garnish. Which I have never heard of such a thing. I've never seen just a martini with nothing in it.
In the nude.
Me neither. And I gotta say, I think it's probably because she inferred, you know, a Gibson is just a martini that has a little onion in it. So so you changing your order, maybe she was like, this guy don't like it, an onion.
Gotcha.
You know, the deeper we go into this story, it's almost like we're peeling back the layers of an onion. Oh,
yeah,
A small
that's kind of where the layers, the layers talk.
It's the one layer.
It's not that much. There's not much more deep. There's nothing deeper to this story. But yeah, it felt weird just drinking kind of like a coupe glass with a clear liquid in it. It made me feel...
You felt naked.
So a little bit.
Was there... what was in it? Like, I know there was no actual garnish, but what was the flavor? Because I feel like
it was,
the garnish...
It was just like... It was light vermouth. Yeah, gin and vermouth.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I will say it was not bad. It wasn't very vermouthy, which she did hear that part when she was walking away.
So you're just drinking light gin vermouth. Up.
Yeah, basically a big bucket of gin for me. And okay. I also wore my green suit.
Hey,
oh, the Kelly right.
I gotta,
green
Mike, I
got to
see this suit. How come you never wear it on the pod?
Well, it's kind of ill-fitting and tight, so it's not the best.
Well,
but
this
it
is
looks
an
good
audio
when I'm
format.
Walking around. Right. I'll take a picture next time, and I will say that suit makes people unhappy.
What? I thought you got compliments on it.
The staff gives me compliments. Yeah, I do get compliments. The staff at this place liked it. The other people there at the Soho House-ish type place, I think they maybe thought I was a little bit of a goon or a goofball showing up.
Oh.
A lot of stares, a lot of like, oh my God.
A lot of snobs versus slobs.
That's
kind
right.
of behavior.
That's right.
They let one of those green guys in here.
Who's he with?
It's probably some dirty podcaster.
What? I came with DiCaprio. Now I'm getting bullshit. DiCaprio's wearing fucking tennis shoes in here.
Well, he's a movie star, Mike.
I know.
Yeah, how is Pussy Posse 2.0 going?
Me and DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Pretty good. We're slowing down. He's slowing down, and I'm just kind of with him.
Mike, what did you think of the onion?
I didn't eat the onion because I didn't want to, but I didn't know if you're supposed to just eat the onion like you do with the olive.
You sure are. Is that it for booze news?
That's it for me on the out in the field.
I'll wrap it up.
Timothy? Oh, okay, that's it for booze news. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's
kind of familiar, huh?
Yeah, a little familiar. Here's something that else is pretty familiar. The drink of the day.
Whoa.
Today we are dusting off the old fashioned. You've had...
Oh, have I had?
This doesn't get more original.
Woo! This is one of the big boys.
This is the cocktail. I mean, if this isn't in, you know, the classics, in your definition of classics, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're quite honestly fucked in the head.
This is one of those drinks, and I'll explain how I've come to this conclusion. The backstory, the history is like you're not even worth trying to figure out. It's so ubiquitous throughout time that everyone says that they made this thing, and no one did. It was just there.
Oh, really?
One good little tidbit I got, I hung out with celebrity bartender Jack Schramm recently. Mm-hmm. I asked him, hey, what do you know about the old-fashioned? And he was like, Well, like 150 years ago when they named it the old-fashioned, they were calling it the old-fashioned as a throwback to a longer time ago than that. So that's right. how old this drink is.
It was this drink is so old. This is like early 1800s is when the old-fashioned sort of came into fashion.
Wow.
But before that, it was like it was just a cocktail. Like a cocktail was
called a cocktail.
Yeah, a cocktail was a liquor, sugar, water, and bitters. Now, no bitters, no cocktail. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yep.
Sure.
So if you order a cocktail, you'd be like, give me a gin cocktail. Give me a vodka cocktail. What we're drinking tonight is essentially a whiskey cocktail.
A whiskey cocktail. And then since the definition of cocktail has expanded and become a whole genre of drinks.
Right.
But
and
wow,
I think probably technically it's like what we think as cocktails are mixed drinks.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's this too, like, you know, you've got the old fashioned is a cocktail. You've also got like a Collins. You've got some of these ones I'm looking at here. You've got a flip.
A sour.
A sour.
A flip. Mm-hmm. A fizz.
A fizz.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes.
A flip is a spirit fortified wine with sugar, egg yolk, or egg white, or just the yolk. So that's a flip. And then a smash is basically like a julep, which is like, no, I'm sorry. There's a julep, spirit, mint, and sugar.
Uh-huh.
So obviously we've had the mint julep. And then a smash is a spirit, a mint, and sugar. That sounds like a julep.
Yeah.
So these were the other, like in the old days, you'd be like, give me a cocktail or give me a smash or give me a flip.
This sounds like Deadwood times or like.
Yeah.
Back in the times of the woolly mammoth and the saber-toothed tiger.
I don't know. I think give me a flip sounds more like Tony Hawk times. You know?
Yeah. Flip me off.
yeah, he's rude. He hangs out with those jackass guys enough. Jesus Christ.
So there's a writer. I forget it was like a newspaper in New York or something. And he wrote like talking about this political event. You know, you'd have to go in there and have a cocktail to feel like ready to vote to get your like dander up, whatever he was talking about. Then people wrote back, what is a cocktail? And he had to explain. Like, that's how old this was, the idea of a cocktail. He had to explain, like, oh, it's a drink that'll kind of, you know, dull the senses, but enliven the spirit.
Yeah. Love it.
That's right.
He's right. Let's see. Oh, people also with before they were called old fashions, whiskey cocktails, would drink them first thing in the morning because they were good for the complexion. Basically meaning you would drink it. And your face would get red because it's the only liquid you've had in the day.
Yeah, and having a red face is a good thing, yeah.
Well, a little bit of a glow is not
we have to be a little flush.
A glow up.
So, as far as the old-fashioned goes, the name, going back to what Tim was saying, when, you know, cocktails got a little more intricate, these old-timers at the bar would go, give me a whiskey cocktail. Oh, what type of cocktail? The old-fashioned way that it was made.
Gotcha.
So, old-fashioned just became this catch-all for this specific, like, does that make sense?
Yeah, so this is like guys in the late 1800s saying, give me that old thing from the early 1800s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And it's funny that they got it right the first time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, to this day, we were holding on to the old-fashioned. When are we going to do it? Well, let's hold on to it.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, Thanksgiving, this actually might be like a nice time where people are feeling reflective and traditional.
Yeah, for sure.
And old-fashioned, and let's do it.
For sure.
Yeah. And they're high off the tryptophan, as I mentioned.
They're high. Sleepy high.
I remember thinking, like, is it a holiday thing? Is it a Thanksgiving thing or Christmas thing? And then I went to Albertsons on Hillhurst by us. There was a whole end cap that was Maker's, Angostura Bitters, and Luxardo Cherries. And I said, it's that time of year, baby. We nailed it.
I saw that set up too. They're really saying, like, folks, make yourself an old fashioned this turkey weekend.
Oh, I should have gotten a wild turkey to make mine. But yeah. I didn't. So then after Prohibition, there was like the old fashioned went through some weird phases where then people were muddling oranges and cherries and pineapples into it. And like you know, powdered sugar rather than a sugar cube, which we'll get into in a second. Mm. And then, you know, it sort of got a little wild and then sucked back into what an old-fashioned should be during the 21st century. Mad Men brought it back, baby.
Okay. Hashtag Don Draper.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to get the old, specific old-fashioned, not the new 90s, not the Madonna cut, okay?
Now,
give me the Draper.
You guys, Mad Men, you've seen?
No.
I've seen whole series.
Well, do you remember the iconic Don Draper old fashioned scene?
Yeah, he drinks an old fashioned, and he's at a pool party, and he's like, "If I do the best cannonball, I get to eat all the birthday cake."
Oh God, you're misremembering.
I'm misremembering that one. Yeah.
No, it's great. Like, you know, when he drinks them throughout the series, but there's one particular episode where you get to see, he's talking and he's making one as he talks.
Ah.
And you can just feel like, oh, this was a thing they wanted to do. This has been yeah. very designed and choreographed. But he's at a wedding. Don is at a wedding and he sneaks out to like a darkened bar in a side room. Mm. And he's talking to he meets Conrad Hilton.
Yes. Ooh. He's at a wedding, right?
Yes. Yeah. And
I do remember this scene.
Any mention of his granddaughter?
No, I'll say this. In real life, Conrad Hilton's great granddaughter recently got married.
Right. Do you think the groom was like, "You haven't put out any movies, have you?"
She's like, "I'll tell you after you say I do." I actually heard that at her wedding, instead of saying like, "Do you take this man to have an old," they asked her, "Are you do you often act promiscuously?" And she said, "I do."
Would your grandfather say you act promiscuously on a bit of tape?
Actually, I want to clear this up real fast. I on this show often say that Paris Hilton is too promiscuous for my taste. Mm. And then I got a listener sent me an Instagram message and said, "Hey, Paris Hilton was really mistreated by the media. Can you stop saying that she's too promiscuous?" And then I wrote back and said, "Oh yeah, I know. I agree with you. I'm joking." And then thinking I made a good point there. And then she goes, "Yeah, I know you're joking. It still makes me sad." And so I said, "Yeah, you know, maybe my little joke should go straight up my ass."
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
lesson learned. We'll try to be better on that.
Okay, but anyway, Don Draper, he's chatting away and he mixes up an old fashioned, and you get to see him. He's like, "Is rye okay?" Okay, and here, and he does the sugar cubes. He puts in a cherry and he muddles the cherry. So that's like what you were talking mm-hmm. about, Mike, all the extra mm-hmm. muddling and stuff.
That's a little weird.
And then he adds a little club soda and he spins it in a mixing glass. And that reminded me that another thing Jack Schramm said is instead of normal water, if you want to melt that ice cube faster, I mean, that sugar cube faster, you go a little bit of club soda and the bubbles will
ooh.
Melt the sugar for you.
Ooh, the aggressive scrubbing bubbles.
Now, yeah, what you would put in your toilet bowl, put in the sink. Yeah. Now, here's a question for you. Was Schrammer out in L.A.?
Yes. Yeah, and you know there's a Death & Co. in L.A. now, and we went there. It was great.
He took you out?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's great. Jeff, did you go?
I did. I didn't go to the first place, Thunderdome.
Thunderbolt, ooh. It was fantastic.
Thunderbolt.
Oh, it reminds me of my internet connection. Anyway, here let me get down to the recipe as we've already kind of talked about it. So, the recipe for the old fashioned, the way the IBA tells it.
Here we go.
45 milliliters bourbon or rye whiskey. I got myself some bourbon. 1 sugar ice cube. A few dashes Angostura bitters. A few dashes plain water. The method. Place sugar cube in old-fashioned glass and saturate with bitter. Add few dashes of plain water. Muddle until dissolved. Fill the glass with ice cubes and add whiskey. Stir gently. Garnish? Well, garnish with an orange slice or zest and a cocktail sherry.
Great. Very wow, close to what I normally do, but not quite.
Well, we're mixing it. I love building a drink in the glass, not having to use a mixing glass or a shaker or anything. Now, Jeff, when you say you normally do,
yeah,
dish, how often are you making these things? Is this a part of your normal life?
Yeah,
dish.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm watching Sopranos or I'm just like kind of like farting around and I'm doing like a cocktail, This is a go-to, and I start with, this is what I do. Big-ass ice cube, bitters on top of that, splash of simple syrup. Then I whiskey it up, Luxardo cherry, and stir, stir, stir. If I have citrus, I'll do the citrus, but generally it's just cherry. I do want to approach, I don't have sugar cubes, but I do want to do this thing where I'm doing it as close to the book as I can for round one.
The letter of the law.
Yeah, I'm going to do the sugar cube thing.
Yeah. You have cubes?
I bought some cubes.
Tim, you got cubes?
I've got cubes that I've been trying to get rid of forever, so this is a nice opportunity for me. And I like the look of that when you dash the bitters. I've seen bartenders dashing the bitters onto the cube, and the cube's getting brown, and that's kind of a... But
I love when cubes get brown, just in general in life.
But a sugar cube with a little bit of water on it, you're making simple syrup. So yeah, if you've got simple syrup, then that's what you use.
I guess my question is, I'm just going to do a little plop of sugar, and I'm going to estimate a cube's worth. Is there something
cube's
in
worth? Where's my bitters, Cubesworth?
Is there something about the cube? Does it have a different taste, or is there a different character to that sugar because it stays in cubes?
It's just normal. It's 1 teaspoon of normal sugar.
I think it's making, I think it's just making it sort of like the old-fashioned way, or you're doing the CD version. Tim and I are doing vinyl.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant CD like as in sleazy, which it kind of is.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I think that some old-timey guy, I don't subscribe to this, but some people like when the sugar doesn't dissolve all the way because they want a little granular treat at the bottom. A
little crunch.
That, Tim, is something I read about, too. People used to, in the old days, like when old fashions were big, carry spoons with them because at the bottom there was all the sugar and they would, like, spoon it out.
That's so weird.
They'd like...
I gotta carry my spoon with me for when I have an old fashioned so I can scoop the sugar.
I think it was more so people would use a spoon at the restaurant and then like leave with it in their pocket accidentally and then overnight have a bunch of spoons in their pocket.
I used to carry a spoon around with me for old fashions, but then I found if I just grow out my pinky nail kind of long, then I could just use that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I've got questions for you guys about the image of the old fashioned and who drinks it and what it says about you. But I think maybe I'll save those questions for when
too
we're
early.
Sipping.
Yes.
That would be
nice.
That would be nice. Something to talk about. Tim gives us something to talk about. We'll be right back, folks. A little thinking to drink me out.
Woo! Are you going to sing through the break?
Yeah, probably at home. I've always got a song in my heart.
Oh. Law.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back with old fashions.
What do you got in there, Tim?
Ooh, where's your old fashioned glass, Jeff?
It's dirty, Tim.
Go rinse it off. Bring it, drink it on the pot.
round two, I'll make Jay's way.
It doesn't make much.
No, by the book. No. Well, yeah. A standard old-fashioned glass is actually called a double old-fashioned or a DOF glass. I don't know if you know that.
Damn.
I did not know that.
I didn't know shit. I didn't know that. I also didn't know anything else.
Tim, what's in your... Is that a big ice cube you got in there?
I've got... I don't have one of the giant cubes, so I've got three clunkers, and then my Luxardo Cherry just perched atop.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Mine sunk to the bottom.
Did you express your orange zest?
Yes.
Did we all choose to go with orange twists, like just peels and not whole slices?
Well, I have an orange, my orange was nastified. It looks like petrified in the fridge.
I'm petrified to drink this. Shall we?
Yes. Yeah,
let's do it. Ooh. I did not stir it enough.
I mean, come on, yeah. It's an old fashioned. It's iconic. That's that taste.
When I drink this,
that ought not go to waste.
The only thing I can say after I sip this is, family, somewhere you can feel safe.
Don Draper,
exactly, Tim. Thank you for cutting me off because I didn't know where to go with it.
All I can say when I have this is. That's what the money's for.
The money's the thank you, right? And I know that.
I think that's a meme one, maybe.
I don't remember that.
Peggy's like, how come I work so hard I don't get a thank you? And he goes, that's what the money's for.
Ah, yes.
That's what I'm always screaming to you guys about the Patreon. I guess I have made myself old fashions before in my home, but I've never made one that really looked like it and... this does feel it's fun to be in your house drinking something that looks like you ordered it at a bar.
It really is like the quality of the whiskey is the whole thing.
What'd you use?
Jim Beam. But it's like, which I don't dislike, but it's, if you were going to make a really good one, you just use really good whiskey. If you have a bad one.
I'm a Bullet or Seagram's guy most of the time. Seagram 7.
Sure.
This brings me to my big question. I mean, I think this is delicious. It's a nice, strong sipper. And it tastes like, it's like the iconic kind of taste. But I was wondering about, like, when you say what type of whiskey you use makes the whole drink, that's what I was going to ask is, like, who's ordering these? Because if you're, like, I tend to think of an old-fashioned being, like, I mean, everybody likes them. It's a very, very, very popular drink, but I think I might associate it with like a slightly pretentious guy who's like, I'll have an old fashioned. But the weird thing is they can't be too pretentious, right? Because if you know a lot about whiskey and you're ordering fancy whiskey, you wouldn't muck it. You like whiskey bros just drink whiskey neat,
right?
And they wouldn't even put ice cubes. I drink normal whiskey and I put it on the rocks all the time, so I usually don't make myself an old fashioned because I'm happy enough with the whiskey on the rocks. So there's this little sweet spot of a person who wants to be classy but doesn't want to drink top shelf whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is the California roll of cocktails.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like if you're entry level, if you're just getting into cocktails, it's like, well, we all know the old fashioned. I feel like a college dork getting into cocktails, going to the bars for the first time would get an old fashioned.
Right. Yeah. And I think the point of like, it's kind of like a little trickstery thing. It's like, oh, I'm a sophisticated person getting old fashioned. But you're not going to do like the expensive whiskeys. Like, it's kind of
a waste.
Tricking people. No, well, it's
I mean, isn't the whole thing with cocktails that it's like, I mean, this is pre-prohibition by a long shot, but in general, it's like you make a cocktail because the spirits were nasty and rank in the old days, so that's why you're reaching for a sugar cube, is because, and probably during prohibition is when they started muddling up all the fruit and oranges in there. You're trying to mask a flavor, but if you're dropping $70 on a nice bottle of whiskey, you're just taking that straight to the dome. The same place where I spit my rhymes from, the dome. And I see my movies at the dome.
Whiskey all over those rhymes.
Is that you're not seeing movies at the dome, Tim. It's closed.
Well, who knows? Maybe by the time this episode airs.
Yeah, it's open for one more movie. Here's what I'll say. When I was reading up on this and thinking about like the taste of old-fashioned stuff, in the old days, it's funny to think if you got zapped back in time and somebody made you this drink, it would taste so different. Or like if you had a restaurant and had a steak or something, it would be, it would just taste different, but I don't know how.
I mean, it's because the whiskey back then would have like a homemade moonshine-esque quality, and some crazy crap, and probably have like sawdust in it.
The orange would taste completely different because it's like...
Yeah, we don't know what an orange tasted like before GMO.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like the orange we're tasting, sure, we like it, but it might be very different.
Also, I'll say, doing it by the book IBA style, this is a little sweeter than the ones I would make. I even measured a teaspoon of sugar. Mm. Seemed like a lot.
Interesting.
Speaking of sweet, I'm taking this Luxardo cherry to the dome.
For your rhymes!
Mm. So good.
Yeah, those are great.
I wish I knew.
You know what we got to do? We've talked before about how in Wisconsin they have these supper clubs where they make these brandy old fashions.
Mm-hmm.
They muddle up cherries and orange, but they also, when you order it at a Wisconsin supper club, they ask you sweet or sour. And it means like 7-Up or sour mix, and they top it off.
Oh.
That would be a fun thing.
In an old fashioned?
That's crazy.
In an old fashioned, but it's a brandy old fashioned.
Ah, and brandy is a type of whiskey.
Brandy is rather dandy.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, brandy is made from grapes, Mike. You'll learn this. It's cognac that's not from the cognac region. It's woody and it gives you a buzz.
That's what that is? Holy shit. That was a long time ago. It was
one of your Toy
ago.
Story drinks. Yeah, come on.
It's a Toy Story drink. It's woody and it gives you a buzz.
That's pretty good.
I'm with you on the sweet, Jeff. I'm surprised how much from just one sugar cube. I mean, hey, this only melted barely at all, and already it tastes really, really good. It's getting better as I drink.
Well, this is meant to evolve over time, according to Jack Schramm. Oh,
much like a podcast.
Yes. Oh. At first, it kind of sucks.
But it's funny, just as the cubes are melting, so that just means there's more water in it. But what on first sip just tasted to me like my Maker's Mark whiskey with a couple of things floating in it, now is becoming a cool kind of a thing.
There's a crazy thing that happens we've probably talked about before. As it's melting and the flavor is evolving, you're also getting drunker. So it's it's all two things working together by the end. That's why we're always so happy at the end of these drinks. We love them.
We're also happy to have the episode done, you know?
That's true.
I am not being swayed by the smell. A lot of times I'll express my orange zest in the drink and then talk about how much it's impacting the flavor. Mm-hmm. I'm not really getting any orange at all.
I went crazy with the orange, and I got it on my hands and stuff. Remember we were talking with Schramm the first time we did a Zoom with him or something.
Yeah.
And he was talking about when you express it, like he likes to kind of like get it all over the outside of the glass. So when people are like touching the glass and they smell it on their hands, they just sort of have orangey smell all over.
Yeah.
I'll go to a party and I'll kind of palm a little orange peel.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll work the room. Hey, how's it going, Tim? I'm a TV writer. Great to meet you. We should do a show on TV sometimes. And I'm kind of shaking hands, working the room.
Yeah, just getting that oil everywhere.
And then afterwards, people have this positive association with me. Like, hey, did you talk to that guy, Tim? He, like, I don't know. He was kind of loud and sweaty, but and then after he left, I just couldn't shake him from my mind.
He's so aromatic, that Kalpakis.
He had that weird kind of bump in his palm of his hand when you shake it.
Hey, remember we saw a UCB show and Hal Rudnick was holding a piece of garlic the whole show?
It was ginger, I think.
Yeah.
Ginger. No, it wasn't Hal, it was Brandon Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
For the whole show.
He secretly held ginger for a whole comedy show, and everyone on stage was like, it smells like ginger. And then at the end, he was like, I've been holding ginger.
Yeah, he had it in his pocket or something, right? I can't remember if that was like something his character would have done or what.
It was so funny because he denied it for a while or was playing coy, being a coy boy. And then Hal Rudnick, I think, was the one who was just like, okay, now does anyone else smell that? Like talking to the audience.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? I smell ginger.
It was like a panel show. So he was out there the whole time.
Yeah.
So
for like an hour
that
on
was
stage.
So funny.
And they were like,
hey, do you remember the show we did where I forget who was talking to who, but the host said to one of us, Mitch or Mookie, they were like, can you identify the object that I'm going to put in your hand? And they unrolled a piece of paper towel and a little orange bit fell into their hands. And they were like, cheese? And the guy said, could you be more specific? Taco Bell cheese? And it was correct.
It was Taco Bell
cheese?
Yeah,
it was just like one tiny little strand, and I just thought it was like the craziest first guess ever.
Huh.
Damn.
I don't remember that.
I don't know that I could identify Taco Bell. I might think it's Del Taco cheese.
Huh.
The sugary getting down there at the end, that's good.
Are you getting crunchers down there?
Mm. Not really. I kind of melted it all down.
Too sweet, too crunchy. I like syrup.
Here's what I'll tell you. I'm really happy that, you know, Jeff, you did, you said you prefer syrup. You know, me and Mike are doing the sugar cube, but I'm just happy that neither of us got like really like bent out of shape about it or just like we're too tripped up about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty easy thing to just kind of have pass over you.
It's an easy thing. If you're going to use the simple syrup or you're going to use the sugar cube, just make a decision and go with it, but don't be all indecisive. Because, I mean, I don't know if I ever told you.
It's supposed to be fun.
It should be fun. Cocktails are a positive thing in your life, but, like, you know how some people... Well, did I tell you about the time I was tending bar at the Grammys?
No.
No.
Okay, so I was tending bar at the Grammys, and who comes up to me? Bono.
Wow.
Wow. That would make sense.
The Irishman himself. What... When was this?
This was, I want to say, two, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he did that thing of, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm Bono. You probably know me from U2.
Yeah,
and all totally. My, you know, philanthropy. I said, yeah, absolutely.
I certainly recognize you. I don't know all this stuff about you, but sure.
Yeah, he says to me, you know, he said he wants an old fashioned and he'll talk me through how he wants me to make it and stuff.
Okay.
But it's just that thing of he got
kind of like how James Bond did with the Vesper. He'll take you right through it.
Exactly. He'll walk you right through what he wants. But
last week's episode.
Here's what's great about James Bond. He's confident and he's decisive and he doesn't get all hung up on one choice. Well, basically I recorded on my phone when Bono. Well, because I knew you guys were U2 fans, and I wanted to get to play it for you.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever said I liked U2, and in fact, I said I rather don't like U2. But
you know what? You
told me I'm interested in celebrity stuff.
You told me that you like YouTube.
Right.
That's where
I do watch some of U2's videos.
Yes. Daily.
Yeah, I love him. I really like. I like the videos. I don't like the music as much.
Yeah, you see him up on the roof. It's where the streets have no name. Anyway, I was happy that I rolled some audio on this. And if you guys want to hear Bono, I just wish he was a little more decisive. But whatever.
Okay. So sure. Bono was there, and he was not decisive. Okay.
Yeah, and here's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is. I had just hit record on my phone.
I guess what he was going to say the first note I heard.
Mm-hmm. And then picture me, like, you know.
Yeah.
Listening.
Picturing.
Pour some whiskey in my glass. Perfect. Add some bitters by the dash. But hey, wait.
Uh-oh.
I must choose. With or without cube.
Wow.
With or without cube. I can't pick. With or without cube.
It's starting to make sense what you were saying, Tim.
Yeah. Wow. Right, this is what I was getting at.
Wow. He's wailing like this at the bar.
This is what he said, yeah.
Hey, Edge, how you doing, man? I love the guitar sound you're playing with over there. Hey, how about you take your hat off? You're always wearing that hat, and I want to see what you're working with beneath the brim. Off it goes. Oh, you're bald as fuck.
I forgot to mention the Edge was with him.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, of course the Edge was with him.
Yeah, we get it.
The Grammys, it's you too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do you see the indecisiveness?
Yeah, so with or without cube, the other option just being loose sugar.
Simple syrup.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What did he end up going with, or did he just drop it?
Cube.
Cube?
Wow, okay.
I then picked a cube.
He sang that whole thing, or said that whole thing, and then just picked.
I mean, I guess that's his process. He needs to sort of vocalize what he's thinking. You know?
Okay.
But it was actually, hearing it back, it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he knows, like, that's his song. Like, he knows, he sings that.
Yeah.
And a short little thing like that, it's so perfect for a podcast. Just for, like, a quick bite. And the fact that you were there to record it.
No, that's awesome, actually.
It's appropriate to the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, man.
Now,
that's cool. I'm
when you guys make round two, are you gonna go with or without cube?
Well, I'm gonna make it Bono style with cube.
I'm gonna go with cube, and here's what I'm gonna do. Instead of my fancy old timey Luxardo cherry, I've got a normal maraschino, and I'm gonna do an orange slice.
Instead very of cool.
Wow. So I'm bringing this up from the, you know, 1880s into like the 1950s.
I might do more or less the same thing, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to do a classic J-Man.
Woo, love it.
Great. Folks,
see you soon.
We'll see you after the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Round two. Check this one out.
Oh, oh. Jeffy. Ooh, beautiful.
That looks more like a Dutton special.
Is that one big cube?
One big cube.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, I got cubes on cubes here, all sizes.
That's amazing. Look at mine. I with the orange slice.
Oh, that looks good with the slice.
And also the modern cherry. It really does look more like a 1950s drink than an 1880s drink, huh?
And more tropically.
Yeah, baby. Looking.
Ooh, I should do that.
I just did the regular.
I went Don Draper style and I muddled a cherry into this drink to see if that would bring up the sweet factor.
Now, did you muddle Luxardo? Or did you muddle Classic?
Maraschino.
A normal maraschino got muddled and then I placed another normal maraschino on top.
Hey, I got to tell you, the Luxardo cherry is a luxury item. But it's been one of the revelations of this podcast is discovering Luxardo cherries. Like when I'm out of them, I do not hesitate to go buy another little tub of
$24 little like jar.
$20 thing of cherries.
Jeffy,
they are delectable.
Have you tried my little life hack where you scoop a couple on top of some vanilla ice cream?
Jefferson!
Jefferson Dutton!
Wow, must be good. First and last name? Holy shit.
Jefferson David Dutton.
Hey, you know what we should do?
Yes.
For a blowout? Maybe even a main. You know you can make your own Luxardos, folks.
Huh?
Huh?
Make our own Luxardos. We can brandy our own cherries.
Wow. I think we should do that.
I saw somebody online did it, or somebody reached out to me.
Oh, brandy. So you cook them in brandy?
No, I think they're just called like brandied cherries or something, but you steep them in, you take the pits out of a cherry, and then you soak them in, I don't know if it's Luxardo maraschino liqueur. I think it's actually a different product by Luxardo, but you can make your own.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know, we've got some of that cherry hearing left over from the Singapore sling, and that's pretty Luxardo-esque. I wonder if that would work. But no, you don't want to soak cherries in a cherry-flavored thing. Too much cherry!
Cherry on cherry.
Yeah. Hey, you listeners at home, laugh along with us. We never really said that point blank, but folks, if you're listening to the show and you hear something funny, feel free to laugh.
Laugh along. Have fun.
Yeah, and then when you're on the subway and somebody looks at you and they're like, what are they laughing at? You turn to them and say, the Sloppy Boys podcast.
Yeah.
Of course.
I love these guys.
Hey, and while you're doing that, rate and review. It helps grow the show.
Mm.
You want to grow the show, don't you?
I'm ready to wrap it up on this drink.
Wrap it and
give my final thoughts.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm eating my modern cherry. Delicious. Continue.
Your Pac-Man cherry. This drink is good. It is not necessarily an order again for me.
Are you kidding me?
Watch yourself. Would you just watch yourself for two seconds?
Not even me saying that I'm offended because of the taste or that I love it so much or anything, but an old fashioned, you think you could get through the rest of your life without ordering?
I will have one again. And I've ordered before. But it's just not something like I did an old fashioned at Death & Co. when it was like, or one of those places where it was like, okay, I had two of their crazy drinks, and now I'm going to see what they do with like the basic. And it was great.
Remember the one at PDT, the Benton, the
beef. That's the one. That's where I had it. Yeah. Yes, because it had like it had a bacon finish to it or something.
You're confusing me here because you said it's not an order again, and then I asked if you'd order it again, and you said yes.
See,
so do you mean it's not a second round?
Not a second round. Order again to me is like a do you like it or not like it? Which is also tough because I do like it. I just don't think it's that special for me. I'm not really in the mood for it right now.
All right, you can just call it overrated. You'd order it again. Admit it.
All right, I'll order it again. I'll order one tonight.
I think it's great. I do them all the time. Order again and again and again. Whew. But don't fuck with real sugar in any form, cube, powder, anything.
or at least be decisive about it and don't be wishy-washy like a certain
Irish. Right.
Get yourself a little syrup or, make it yourself. I've never made it myself, but I would like to. And then get yourself a Luxardo cherry. Just try it out. It's worth it.
Mm. I say order again. Of course, this is you're going to drink many of these all the time. They're great. It's better than just whiskey neat. It's better than whiskey on the rocks. I'm going to blow your minds right now. Listen to this. I'm having more fun with his 1950s kind of orange slice maraschino than I did with my fancy Luxardo and zesty one.
Yeah.
So I might be on the kind of Don Draper. I think I would like that Wisconsin one with the muddled fruit in it.
Well, that one, Tim, it looks cooler and it's got more food in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I haven't eaten dinner, so this is really coming to the rescue.
You got to eat dinner. And before we do these, we got to push the start time back so you can eat dinner.
You know what I think I'm going to have after this pod?
What's that?
Guess.
Bella Luna.
Soup?
Gyro.
Sweet and sour soup.
Oh. Okay. Wouldn't have guessed it.
I'm Greek.
You know what's funny? Tim told you were telling your story about the Grammys. I think I was at the same Grammys that you were working because,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do. You just singing that song or that recording made me think of the time I was there, and I was in the bathroom with Bono.
No shit.
He was in the bathroom. I was washing my hands.
The singer from U2?
Yeah, yeah, the black hair, black sunglasses.
Same guy from before, Tim.
Irish, yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, same guy, yeah, that you served at the bar. And I was washing my hands. He walks up to the bar, or to the mirror, you know, he's kind of fixing his hair and washing his hands. And he's getting ready, and he's kind of prepping himself up for what he's going to do.
Indecisive fellow, we already know. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I pulled out my phone, and I'm gonna hit play right now. The ceremony's about to start. I got my hair in a perfect part. You're looking cool, dude. Gotta pick my seat for the night. I wanna sit next to someone from the movie Fist Fight. Think I'll sit next to Ice Cube. Sit next to Ice Cube. That's him walking. Then he walked out.
He walked off. Well, yeah, I have to say, like, lyrics aside, like, his pitch is just amazing.
Yeah, he's got a good pitch.
Yeah, wow.
He's good. He's good. It sounds different in the,
in the bathroom. The acoustics, Tim.
The acoustics.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He sounded more like the Magnetic Fields guy to me in that recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's so interesting too because just how many degrees we're getting, because I know he had a song that was With or Without You.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he talked to me, he said With or Without Cube. Mm-hmm. And then when you heard him, he was saying Sit Next to Ice Cube. Mm. Had none of the original words in it, but you could see how he got there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with Bono. You can always understand the logic.
Well, that's the thing with Bondo.
That's the thing with Bondo and Edge, but the Edge didn't show up in the recording I made.
No, he's probably too ashamed of being outed for having no hair.
Mm-hmm.
What's it with these guys in bands? Just own it. Be like Tom Morello.
Oh, you mean little Stevie Van Zandt?
Yes.
Yeah, guys.
That's of whom I speak.
If there are no follicles atop the dome.
Yes. Give your hat a different home.
Yeah, put it on your hat rack.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Happy Grammys to everyone out there. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Do you guys think this is a Thanksgiving weekend drink? I do. I think give it to your grandpa on the couch while he's watching the movies.
And while he's listening to this episode. Hi, Grampy.
Hi, Grampy.
Say hi to Meemaw.
Enjoy your grave.
I say hi to Bing Bong and people.
Yeah. I want to personally, for my family, I want to say hi to Poo Poo and Pee Pee.
Yeah, yeah. All, and special shout out to all the Rim Jams and Ding Dongs listening to the pod.
Yeah, you know, if Rim Job and Gaper are listening, we love you.
But hey, folks, and you two folks, I move that we do this every Thanksgiving. I think an old fashioned is a tradition that you return to.
I love it.
And Mike, we're gonna make you order it again. How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition. This is getting really good now, and I implore you guys, don't do the waxy mustache vest old-timey version. Get in with a T-Man and get yourself one of these little Draper guys.
Oh,
you're going to
like
it. You're going to like the way it tastes.
Take a pic of that one, T.
Yeah, I should.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where you can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode where we talk about whatever we want.
Gobble, gobble to all.
And we'll see you next week. Bye, folks.